Caspification is kind of my thing. Want to get your kid to stop acting like an asshole? I'm your girl. Want to figure out if little Johnny has an autism spectrum disorder or is just really, really into Minecraft? Let me add him. But want to know how to get your cold, distant, communication-averse partner to show you more affection? Fuck if I knew. In 2013, my marriage felt more like ottoman and owner than man and wife, and it was only getting worse. Until the day that changed everything. The day Kenneth Easton started reading my journal. From there, I stumbled upon a breakthrough psychological technique so simple, so stupid, so perfect, that it transformed my introverted, number-crunching husband into a smoldering sex panther over the course of a few months. I was so excited that I gathered up all my notes and lashed them together under the cover of night. I wanted to rain copies of this Frankenbook down from sea to shining sea on every poor sap slogging it out in a monotonous long-term relationship. There is hope. I would cackle into the darkness as I flung copies from my stolen crop duster. You don't have to settle for boring bullshit. But rather than learn to pilot a single-engine aircraft to share my little discovery, I'm going to do the next best thing. I'm going to publish it. Sure, I could get fired, served with divorce papers, and or assigned to mandatory parenting classes by the Department of Family and Child Services, which will be pretty hard to attend once my car gets repossessed, if anyone I know reads this thing. But my motto has always been, consequences, schmonsequences, which explains most of the events in this book. Hopefully something you read here will help you breathe a little life into your own comatose partner. Hopefully you'll get a much-needed break from your own life to laugh at mine for a while. But all that failing, at least you can tell your friends that B.B. Easton dedicated her memoir to you. Which will be cool for approximately 1.5 seconds until your friends ask, B.B. who? 1. The Husbot. B.B.'s Secret Journal. August 16th. Dear Journal. This motherfucker is killing me. Fresh out of the shower. He's so close I can smell the Irish spring on his skin. His hair's all damp and sexy and his beard scruff is at that perfect length. Just long enough to be soft to the touch, but not so long that it hides his perfect, chiseled features. And the way his undershirt clings to his biceps and stretches across the hard planes of his chest, I could look at him all night. Actually, I have been. Through the corner of my eye. But that's not enough. I want to touch him. In the half hour since he plopped down next to me and flipped on the Braves game, I've thought of 1,001 ways to reach over and caress this man. I could lace my fingers through his or run my knuckles along his rough, square jaw. Maybe I could be playful and walk my mint green nails up his sculpted abs. Then, once I have his attention, I could straddle his damp, clean, hard body and thrust those same fingertips into his wet hair. But I don't do shit, because I know all it will get me is a sideways glance and a shift in the opposite direction. My husband is a rock. Not as in, he's so strong and supportive, I don't know what I'd do without him, but more like, he's so fucking cold, I wonder if he still has a pulse. Ken has never even held my hand, Journal. Not on purpose, anyway. He has had his hand held by me while unconscious, but whenever I've tried that move during waking hours, Ken has politely endured the discomfort of human contact for, oh, say, 5.5 seconds before smoothly removing his soft, limp flesh from my grasp. Sex is pretty much the same story. Ever the gentleman, Ken will lie on